these tough economic times, money stresses can really be overwhelming.
Yeah, but help is on the way. Author Christine Eckert is here to show us some exercises to reduce stress. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Hi, Jim and Tracy.
Christine, I'm so glad you're here. I'm about ready to snap.
She is.
The first thing we're going to learn about is problem visualization.
Okay.
It's a simple method for reducing stress by assigning an image to represent your anxiety.
Well, that sounds simple enough.
Okay, the first thing I like to do is imagine my money-related stress as the most disgusting, terrifying creature I can think of. I like to imagine an ugly, greasy little creature with a hooked nose and oily black hair.
Oh, he is scary.
I call him the Grabbler because he's a greedy little monster who wants to grabble up all my money. Now, close your eyes and picture the Grabbler.
Okay, there he is.
Now, think of all the problems your Grabbler is causing. He invented interest rates like the ones on your credit card.
Oh.
He's taking the jobs because Grabblers only hire their own kind.
I just want to get rid of him.
Now, imagine the Grabbler slowly disintegrating like a pile of ashes blown away by a purifying wind. And now you're in a peaceful meadow full of lilies swaying in a gentle breeze.
They're
not scheming or trying to rob me.
Oh, well, that really works.
Ooh, what a relief. I feel so relaxed.
Now, this image visualization works for other kinds of stresses besides money, right?
Say you had an argument with someone at work. Take that social stress and visualize it being due to a blabbler.
Blabbler.
Ooh.
Well, look at that.
Blabbers represent all that negative energy we experience when dealing with difficult personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kinds of people who love to argue and complain in nasal voices.
Oh, I know people
and
like
stresses
that.
Are everywhere,
right.
too.
Right, they are. They're always lurking like rats. You know, that's why sometimes meditative exercises aren't enough. So take your mind off your stress by doing something good for yourself.
Oh.
Exercise.
Oh, I know. Okay, I feel better after my yoga class.
Right, right.
I will often go for a long walk in the middle of the night and throw flaming bottles at certain houses or even sneak in through the back doors and light their curtains on fire while they're asleep.
Working up a sweat to rid yourself of that stress. All right. Well, Christine, thanks so much for being our guest this morning
thanks,
and sharing your advice. Everyone should check out Christine's new book, The Solution, Kill All the Grabblers, and it's available in bookstores now. And when we come back, why you don't have to wait until after you're 40 to have sex after 40.
Yeah, they used to be funny. Used to be like pretty edgy stuff there. Hilarious. Pretty on the edge. Now, if I was responding like Ben Collins, I think my response would be something like, look, you know, we love humor and free speech, but you know, there's a certain point where humor becomes something else entirely. And even if that video wasn't made with the intention to create hatred, you have to recognize the cultural significance of some of the things said and how that could, down the road, lead to some really, really bad things, right? We all have to be really concerned and serious about the threat of fake news and, you know, things like vaccine hesitancy. It's really serious, and we really have to take it on. I think this is the most important thing we can be doing right now, is silencing voices like The Onion for mocking Jews with a skit about grabblers, okay? Just putting your vile anti-Semitism under just a thin facade of humor, that's unacceptable, okay? Hate speech is not free speech, okay? We love free speech, and we have to protect free speech by silencing people we disagree with, okay? See, if I was a super self-serious, puritanical grabbler like Ben Collins, I might, be tempted to take that tack, that line. No, you're the bad guys. You used to be the good guys. That was back in 2010, all the way back in 2010. The Onion made that video. Do you think they'd make it now? Do you think they'd make that now when you have the head of NBC's Disinformation and Hate Speech Bureau as the ruler of, as the CEO of The Onion now? No, those days are over, folks. The days of edgy, insightful, borderline content. The age of that at The Onion is over. If you want to find that type of content, you got to come to InfoWars. InfoWars will still have the edgy and hilarious and eye-opening and insightful content that The Onion used to make before they got taken over by the very power structure that they still pretend to fight. Now, we're the outsiders, we're the underdog, and they're the grabblers, okay? Fight the grabblers.
I've been an oilfield for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife. like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the War Room with Harrison Smith. Join the battle now on Band.video and X worldwide.
This is a message to the folks of The Onion. If you want to learn how to be funny again, give us a call. Hit us up. Because right now, your whole, like, holier-than-thou, pretending to mock things that you actually care deeply about, you've lost the funny, and you don't even have the principle to stand on at the end of the day. Right? Sometimes that happens, right? You start off, you know, trying to make jokes out of something, and then, like, you actually just become a you know, genuine outlet publishing real things. But no, they start out being funny and sort of self-important and self-righteous, and they've lost the funny. They still have the self-righteous. They're just not funny anymore. They're also not righteous, but whatever. Here's the problem. Rob Dew comes to me today and is like, yeah, I downloaded that Onion trailer, the one we played earlier. He's like, I put it in the folder. What happened? Are you on crack? I'm like, what? He's like, there's 67 videos in the folder today. Did you mean to put all those in? I'm like, yeah. He's like, and there's another folder of like 30 more videos? I'm like, yeah, that was on purpose. I'm going to get to all of them. We'll get to some of them probably. So I got a lot of videos, and then this Onion thing breaks. I've already spent an hour. We'll probably spend another hour with Rex Jones. So now I got this hour to actually tell you all the crazy news going on. Before I get into all of that stuff, I should probably remind you that the only way we get support here, this is a message to all the Onion readers and there's got to be a few, right? Whoever you are, okay, turn up your hearing aid. I have an important announcement to make. All right, put down the rainbow flag. Put your cat to the side. Okay, I know you don't have kids, so I'm not worried about that. Pay attention, Onion readers. We don't have any sponsors. Did you hear me say that? We don't have any sponsors, and we don't get any money from anybody except for our audience when they go to thealexjonesstore.com. And that's our store, our proprietary store where we sell products. Many times they're white-labeled, you know, private-label, top-selling products you could find at Whole Foods or GNC or anywhere else. Other times it's specific formulas that we've developed and are exclusive only to us, but again, just combine some of the best and most effective and well-recognized ingredients on the planet. We also have shirts and merchandise and hats and coolers and sunglasses and all sorts of cool stuff people can buy. And when people go to thealexjonesstore.com and they purchase a product, that's how we get money. That's it. That's the only way. We have a gold sponsor that comes on about once a week, and that's, you know, fairly new, and, you know, of course, you can choose to support them or not, but we do not have advertisers. We do not have sponsors in the traditional sense. We do not get money from billionaires. We do not get money from millionaires. We don't get money from anybody except for our audience. I really want you to think about that. Really take that in. If you're thinking about InfoWars and The Onion as two distinct and separate entities and what they represent and who they are, you may be under the false impression that InfoWars is somehow tied in with the establishment because Trump won, that because we're so, you know, popular and prominent, somehow that means that we've, you know, been unfairly helped through nepotism, something like that. That's The Onion. That's them. They're the ones who get the $1 million cash injections from billionaires. They're the ones who have the support of the establishment. They're the ones tied in with the people running the lawfare against us, working behind the scenes, using connections and influence that we don't have access to. and they're trying to crush this small business that is operated totally independently. I get to say whatever the hell I want up here, folks. Now, I take that responsibility seriously, and I understand that we have a contract with our audience that says, I will tell you the truth, no matter who likes it and who doesn't. And in exchange, I ask you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. So I don't take advantage of the fact that I can say whatever I want. Because why would I? I mean, I'm here to tell the truth. I'm here to tell you what's actually going on. And to remind you, once again, even if you disagree with me, I hope that you can recognize that I'm not lying. I'm not trying to deceive you. And I truly do believe in that cliche of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So I'm also not the type of person that says, well, I never lied when I just, you know, withheld the truth from you. No, we're going to tell you the truth. We're not just not going to lie to you. We're going to tell you the truth. That's a whole different thing. And all that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's it. That's the way that we get funding. That's the way that we stay on air. Unlike The Onion, who's got all this backing and all this crap. Uh-oh. Folks, The Onion has stolen the shirt off of Alex Jones's back at this point, and it's a sad thing to see. Are you an employee of The Onion now, Alex?
No, we laugh about this, but a year and a half ago, they announced that they now owned us.
Yep.
And it was all a fraud. This time, they've had a court hearing, and they're announcing they own us, which shows with this judge that's been super corrupt, the state judge, it's already a done deal. But don't worry, we got a bunch of legal avenues. It'd be one thing if they just shut us down, but they are telling the New York Times, and I've seen more videos, that they're going to misrepresent, if you played the trailer,
yeah,
they're going to misrepresent that they're us to confuse people and, quote, rip people off like Alex Jones did. They're going to make money. So the whole thing's about defaming me. You can't take something over and then act like you're somebody, even if you say it's a parody. You can do a parody of somebody, but not if you took some in the Democrat Party law firms, already got civil rights lawsuits. So you think, look, just because you're wearing my shirt, don't mean you're me. So let's be 100% clear about that. And so you guys just keep laughing, just like you did a year and a half ago, or it was November 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So is that about a year and a half?
Yeah, this is a story from December 10th. Sale of Alex Jones InfoWars to The Onion rejected. And I'll get into this. So
they need to be us to confuse people. By the way, it's a total failure. So we're the fifth biggest newspapers. That's a lie. Newspapers are all dead. Okay.
I looked it up. The Onion gets less than half of the traffic that InfoWars gets.
And remember, they said they were going to be Charlie Kirk. Remember when he died, they said, we're going to misrepresent fake quotes of him. This is what the left do. They try to silence you. Then they misrepresent who you are. They're body snatchers. They're skinwalkers. They literally take your skin. This is going to backfire big time, folks. Anyways, but hey, you may have, may try to take our skin, you may try to take our clothes, but we're still the real InfoWar. And everybody's going to understand that the InfoWar is a generic term. A website doesn't matter. Everybody's an InfoWarrior. So let them convince you of this. It's going to blow up big time in their face.
Did you see the Ben Collins video where he says we're in an information war?
No.
Yeah, it's an old video where he's doing it at the National Press Club. And he says, we're in an information war right now, and the truth is hard to find. So they've lost the information war, and so they've resorted to lawfare.
And then take it on our skin.
Yeah.
Just as you got a man's coat, don't mean you're them.
No, it's ridiculous. And again, yeah, they just do it. Forget. They get away with it.
The Paul Weiss law firm ran all this. Trump settled with them. They settled, and now Trump's on their side.
Yep.
So, hey, feel good, guys. You're on Trump's side. You said it was so bad.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly it. They are literally on the bad guy's side. So, yeah, it's going to fail.
Wait, we don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's how they back us. That's how they keep us on air. Can't get that.
Yeah, so as you guys know, again, thealexjonesstore.com, that is the only way that we get funding. If you go there, we stay on air. If you don't, we go away. That's how it works. The Onion cannot make us go away, okay? The lawyers cannot make us go away. The only way we go away is if you don't support us.
And people get confused. It'll be the Alex Jones Network. New news sites. You'll hear about it all soon. All ready to launch. Same people. Harrison, we're going to expand all of it.
Yep, absolutely. And we've been waiting for this, y'all. We have been under a wet blanket of bankruptcy for a long time. It has severely restricted what we've been able to do. We're about to explode. We're about to launch, folks. We are on the launch pad. The countdown has begun. May 1st is the date. I believe I heard Alex say that on air today. We'll be switching over. So do make sure you're following us on X, because if you want to know where we go, if they take down the website or whatever, and you're wondering where we are, And you gotta do this, because I know people get in the habit. I told the story the other day, but I had a neighbor, and when we got kicked off YouTube in like 2019, he was like, yeah, I miss seeing Alex. And I'm like, well, we still have band.video. And his response is just like, yeah, I watch YouTube. And it's just like, that's how some people are. If you're not on their favorite platform, you just disappear and you don't exist anymore. Just don't fall into that trap. It's really not hard. You know, instead of going to Infowars.com, you go to AJNLive.com or whatever the new website is. You know, we'll set up. It's not a big switch. We'll be at the same time. Alex Jones will be at the same time. He will still be hosting his show. He'll be an employee rather than the owner of the, you know, umbrella corporation that we'll operate under from then on. But we have total, you know, ability to do whatever we want, say whatever we want. We're not going to have any controllers over us. We just have, you know, people that run the business side of things, because obviously Alex has been sued for billions of dollars that he doesn't have and he never did. So again, everything is projection. Everything they're doing is what they accuse us of. The people that they claim we are is actually who they are. And it must be a weird life for them to live. It must be a strange position for them to be in, because they claim to believe what we believe, honestly. I mean, if you look at what they, not the leftist crap, but, you know, being opposed to this war, being opposed to surveillance and censorship, at least that's what they used to be. That's what they used to be about, The Onion. So it wouldn't even really make sense that they would, like, be mocking us. It's just, they're confused. They're all a little bit confused. And that's okay. That's okay for them. So this is the AP article from December 10th, 2024. This was after they claimed to have purchased us, claimed to have bought us. They claimed they owned us back in November 2024. Okay. It's April 2026. Here we are. The logo. See the logo in the corner there? InfoWars. They don't own us. They never did. So last time they lied about this, last time they did the fake news about this, lied about it, tried to steal our identity, it was refused for very good reason, because they tried to rig the auction in a totally unfair way. And again, I genuinely do not understand how they get away with this stuff, except that they're tied in with the elite and they're doing what the bad guys in the Epstein class wants to have done. A federal judge Tuesday night rejected the auction sale of Alex Jones' InfoWars to The Onion satirical news outlet, but it wasn't an auction. It was supposed to be an auction. Like, this is the thing. We still own InfoWars. We have laws in place to provide for a company being taken from somebody and given to somebody else, because the way that our court system is set up, especially when it comes to defamation, is it's all about money. And it's supposed to be like, okay, you made money with this lie, or you lied about somebody to stop them from making money. And so there's monetary damages, you know, being applied. So they have the legal right to confiscate our company, just like they'd have the right to confiscate a truck or a house if you had outstanding, you know, bills in this way, but only in the condition that it's being used properly and to pay the damage. Like, there are restrictions to the fact. It's not just you now just can control InfoWars and sell it to whoever you want for whatever reason you want. That's not how this works. The legal system has extraordinary powers to, like, destroy people's lives only on the contingency that they do it appropriately, that they not abuse that power, and that, you know, taking the company is in service of the lawfully prescribed punishment. That's not what's happening here. So they were only allowed to take InfoWars to do an auction. They didn't do an auction. They said they did an auction, but they rigged it. They were in communication with the auction people behind the scenes, getting the auction people to accept a lower offer than the offer from the guys we're friends with. So it's not an auction. That's just cheating. That's just rigging the process. Why do they get away with this? Why aren't they in prison? Do you think we'd get away with it if we were secretly in communication with the auction people and had gotten him to agree to accept a lower offer, violating the prescribed process by which the auction was supposed to be held, to give it to our friends and not somebody else? Do you think we'd get away with that? Or do you think Alex Jones would be sitting in jail right now if we did that? See, they get away with everything. We get held to account for everything. We get scrutinized to the nth degree. We get punished for things we didn't even do. Whereas the people with the power, with the influence, with the corruption under their belt, they get to get away with everything. They do whatever the hell they want, whenever the hell they want. and they lie about it and just publish videos and news. I mean, I've shown you two videos and multiple news stories. All of them say The Onion owns InfoWars, but they don't. They just don't. It's not true. Might they in the future? Maybe. Sure. They could. That's not what they're saying. They're saying that they own it. Why do they get to do that? Can anybody answer me? Why do they get to do that? Doesn't make any sense. Because they say it's satire. It's not. They are clearly have spoken about the fact that they're trying to damage our company. Again, they can just do it. They just get away with it. They get to commit outrages against us, and nobody holds them to account. So this is like, if you can't read this and have questions in your own mind, like if you can read this, just be like, yep, makes sense. Like, you're crazy. This doesn't make any sense. The Onion had been named the winning bidder on November 14th over a company affiliated with Jones. The Onion offered $1.75 million in cash and other incentives for InfoWars assets in the auction. First United American Companies, which runs a website in Jones's name that sells nutritional supplements, bid $3.5 million. So, what? So how does that make any sense? And you'll notice, they didn't even say that The Onion won. The Onion had been named the winning bidder. What? That's like saying, yeah, one team scored more points, but the other team was named the winner. No, the winner is determined by the points. You can't just name a winner who has less points. That's what happened here. You're supposed to have an auction. The auction is supposed to go to the highest bid. They didn't have the highest bid, but they won anyway. That's called rigging an auction. Is this complicated? I'm sorry. Am I in conspiracy world where you need a tinfoil hat? Or is it pretty goddamn simple, actually? Lower amount and then won the auction? That's called rigging the auction. And by the way that they rigged it was by claiming that they were going to pay off the judgment that InfoWars owed from future InfoWars profits. So like what they were offering wasn't even cash. It wasn't even money in the first place. It was like some weird, like, we're going to pay for the thing that we're getting as a consequence of the bankruptcy by using the money that we won from the company through the bankruptcy. Like, it didn't make any sense. So you have these high-powered, highfalutin lawyers who have already spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to destroy us and have failed. But I think my interpretation of it is they had one of these guys come down from New York or wherever and they basically bamboozle them. Did I get it wrong?
No, you got it right. If you go to X, it was like trending one of the top topics. It's worse. They haven't even had a court hearing. He's on podcasts announcing he is now the owner and they're now in control of the studios. So he went further. It's not even been a fraudulent auction. He's just declaring before the judge, who's a Democrat Party operative, because obviously they know, is going to give it to him on the 30th at the hearing next week. So he says, we're in control of the studios. It's now our office. We're hiring people. We're there.
Where are they? I don't see them.
If you go to the X feed, just type in Alex Jones Onion. It shows the feed. And he's in a podcast today.
Is it this one? It's this one right here, right? The crew just brought this in.
Well, there's a bunch of clips, but yeah.
Okay.
It's like an hour-long show, but yeah. And he literally says, no, we now own it now, without even a hearing.
How do they get to do that? That's the craziest thing. Sorry to be overly sincere.
Remember when Stephanopoulos says, how did you win without an auction? He goes, it's Alex Jones.
Right. Right. Why should you get protection of the law? Why should you be afforded the same protection?
They said in the same hearings later, well, the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to Alex Jones against slavery. They said they own my name. Elon Musk had to come in and defend me because people say it was because he was protecting me. No, they wouldn't own any names.
Yeah, they're trying to take the Twitter account, right?
Yeah.
The X account.
Yeah. And they can take any account. These people are crazy, man.
It is. It is insane. And just, I don't know. It's galling to me that they like to pretend that they're against the establishment. Somehow we're the big bad guys.
Well, they say in their quotes, they go, we're finally going to shut him up.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
We're going to have the Alex Jones Network and all the URLs. They're done. News site. I'm serious. I mean, this is, but you know, That's why we need your damn support. And I love people saying we survived so much it's not real. You've been here when the raids happened.
Yeah.
With no warrant.
It wasn't real. Why did I take all my stuff home thinking we were getting kicked out? Why was I on air when the feed suddenly went down and they cut our internet? It's real, folks. We don't know how to make it more real.
Well, they just can't believe we keep surviving. Well, that's what fighting is.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've only begun to fight.
Amen. What's the old Roman saying? Victory. People only lose when they accept that they've lost, basically.
Yeah.
The person is only vanquished when they believe themselves so. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We will never be vanquished, so it's
but
fine.
But also, our numbers show it. It's not like we're just delusionally saying that.
Of course.
It's not like we're the knight in
Monty Python?
Just a flesh wound.
No, wait. We actually are doing great. They're the
ones with their arms and legs cut off, politically, not violently.
If you search it, they're like, the Onion is in the midst of a renaissance. They're back and more popular than ever, and they're half as popular as we are by number.
Well, they're going to totally implode it despite massive Bloomberg funding.
Yeah, it's pathetic. I mean, they're the people that they claim to be fighting.
It doesn't matter, though. We're low IQ.
Yeah, we just don't get it.
We told Trump, the war ain't going to be easy.
Yeah, sucks.
Get your low IQ hats at thealexwithsword.com with your help. And low IQ shirts.
Low IQ. Let people know. That way they know to be patient with you. You aren't as sophisticated as Ben Collins or Tim Heidecker. They're very high IQ. They understand it. No, it's just outrageous.
You see the quotes where we're going to rip people off and give them lies?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they say about us.
So it's like, we're doing a parody of them so we can do bad things because we claim they did them.
Yeah, exactly.
We claim they robbed a bank, so we are.
And of course, The irony of that is that we are under more scrutiny than any other group. We can't advertise that our supplements do stuff they don't do. We will get shut down the next day. We have so many bad people. Of course we would. No, we wouldn't do it anyway. But it's just the idea that we are getting away with stuff. We don't get away with anything. Not that we try.
They had all those outside auditors over 3 years of bankruptcy saying we were crooks, held us hidden money. Where'd all that go? New York Times will later admit, turns out Jones always had meager assets.
Yeah. In a weird
way. Which would have been okay if I had a bunch of money, but it was all lies.
It's like, it's just all inverted. It's all completely
inverted. The best
thing
God is, Laura Loomer. Look, he has a Rolex. My dad gave me his Rolex 18 years ago. It was $4,000. Now it is 30 grand. I never wore a Rolex until he gave me one. This is my dad gave me this, and I love the watch now, but I don't wear it because it's fancy. It's a damn gift.
Yeah. No, it's.
I'm wearing $80 boots. Nothing against it, but I'm not into just fanciness for fanciness' sake.
No, not. I don't think anybody
here
is.
Jeans are from? Because actually, I like them because they're really soft. Costco, baby, $18.
That's how everybody is here. Everybody here drives clunkers, and we just, we're in it for the truth, and that's unlike any other group. Like in a weird way, because of the bankruptcy, we are the only outlet out there. You can say with absolute certainty we don't get money from other people, that we're not doing corrupt
everything
stuff.
Everything had a thermometer up its butt.
Yeah, we could misplace a nickel without them.
They got so
those.
Pissed that none of it was true.
Infowars host meager assets right there.
I had a 127 acre thing an hour away from Austin that was the great best deal ever. And I had an emergency. I never had time to go out there. That's all they got from me. And a 7-year-old Ford Explorer. No,
you
Expedition,
monster.
Excuse me.
You monster.
Got the money.
Well, now you're gonna get shut up. The Onion's going to buy us, and you're going to have to just never talk again.
We were bringing a lot of money. I was dumping into advertising crew and everything.
Of course. Yeah. It's always goes back into the system.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan's talked about it, I have for years. But here it is, scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvishowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is InfoWars. Independent. Not purchased by anybody, just putting that out there. Got a lot of people from The Onion claiming they own us. They don't. They're just lying. They might call it satire, but it ain't funny. So it's not satire. There's nothing satirical about it. Just lying, just misrepresenting, and being gigantic babies about it all at the same time. That, again, is the most pathetic part about all of this. And again, it's funny that you, like, this has been kind of a regular thing recently, because we'll talk about stuff and people are like, you actually believe that's happening? But we're like, we're quoting the people doing it. Yeah, we think it's happening. Like, you know, people will be like, oh, sure, you're like obsessed with this like red heifer thing. You think they're going to, and it's like, yeah, they keep talking about it. They keep saying this is what they're doing. We are just taking them at their word. Like, what are you talking about? And that's sort of The Onion's whole vibe now is like, things are actually just happening. We'll talk about it. And then they'll point at us and go, you're crazy for talking about that. You're obsessed with this. And what? A red heifer and rebuilding temples. It's like, it's a Netanyahu speech. What am I supposed to say? It's Netanyahu going up and saying, we're going to bring back the Messiah. And it's like, you can think I'm ridiculous for talking about it, but you probably think he's more insane for being the one to believe it. And that's sort of the whole Onion vibe now, is like, let's mock things that are imminently observable. Let's mock people caring about stuff that's just obviously happening and affecting them personally. Okay. So again, just as a final note here of this, when last time they lied about owning us. Again, I can literally point to like the company that owns The Onion and say with absolute certainty and with absolute facts that like they have actually published more fake stories than we ever have. We weren't telling people we were bought by The Onion. That was a lie. They ran with it over and over again. And that's just who these people are. In general and in specific. So again, they were chosen to win the auction, even though their bid was less than the actual winner. For some reason, like to me, a couple things should have happened at that point. You have this supposed auction. You say it's an auction. You advertise it as an auction. You have people like going through a lot of work to get an offer on the table. Like it's not like they just, you know, some guy just called them and go, I offer $3.5 million. Click. Like, no, you got to come up with statement, financial statements, proving you have the money. You got to hire lawyers to like make the bid. Like you have to actually put work in to make one of these bids. So they have people do that. They have people put in bids. Then they rig it so that the person who didn't bid the highest somehow won the auction. Now, at that point, really multiple things should happen. This isn't even an either or. First of all, the auction should just go to the actual highest bidder. That seems obvious. Why didn't that happen? You had an auction. You had bids put in. Why don't you just choose the highest bid? Because you tried to choose the lowest bid and got caught? And so now the auction doesn't count? Why? Why didn't it just go to the actual highest bidder? That's what should have happened. Why didn't it? It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Secondary to that, also what should have happened is the people who rigged the election should have been charged with a crime for rigging an auction, not an election, an auction. But they get away with it. So they get away with rigging the auction without punishment. The auction doesn't just go to the actual highest bidder. They just get to work behind the scenes for 2 years. Insinuating themselves into the power structure to rig another auction that didn't even happen this time. So the people who rigged the auction and lost the auction, now 2 years later somehow have won the auction. Even though now there was no auction. And again, they say it in black and white in the official stories from the AP. The Onion offered $1.75 million. The first United American companies bid $3.5 million, and then they tried to give it to The Onion. Crazy, 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 crazy. The Onion's bid was not obviously superior. Oh, it wasn't obviously superior. Oh, okay. The Onion's bid, despite its potential to yield less cash than the rival's company, they literally, you know, the one way they tried to justify it was to say, well, the way that we have it structured, it would actually end up being more. And it was all this like, well, the families agreed to take less money in exchange for, you know, ownership. In other words, admitting that they were abusing a system that was set up just to have monetary punishments. I mean, that's what the system is set up to do. And they've come in and said, instead of monetary settlements, we want to silence him and destroy his First Amendment. That should be his punishment. Like, this is a criminal trial of some sort. But it's not. It's a civil trial, and it's supposed to be about money. The Onion plans to turn InfoWars into a comedy site with satirical echoes of the fringe conspiracy theories that Mr. Jones is known for. Okay. At the end of the day, like, really, what's actually going on here, ignoring the lies, ignoring everything, The Onion has not purchased us. They are saying that they did in some sort of act of desperation or because they have worked behind the scenes with the judge in order to establish the outcome of a hearing before the hearing started, which again, I would think would represent conspiracy, like an actual conspiracy. Again, this is the irony. We're the crazy conspiracy theorists while we are being subjected to like multiple conspiracies, like people working in secret, collaborating to rig an auction, sell our company in an illegal way to sue us over some stuff that we never did and never said, all for the purpose of silencing us, as they reiterate over and over. And really, the only thing, like the whole Onion lying about it, whatever, it kind of doesn't matter that much. The real actual disappointing part is people that like actually believe in the First Amendment and don't recognize what's happening to us. Like people out there that consider themselves conservatives and would oppose what was happening to us if it was happening to anybody else. By the way, it is happening to other people. There was a precedent set with us that they've gone on to inflict on so many people. Mike Lindell, not least among them. So that's the part that I really don't understand, is it's like Donald Trump, for example. He's like, Alex deserves to be bankrupt. And it's just like, what the hell? Like, what the hell? We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. They went back in time after we helped Trump get elected. They decided we had to be destroyed. We had to be punished for getting Trump elected. And this is what they said on the stand. Like, they had experts come in and testify exclusively just about how influential we were, so they could present that as evidence to the jury as to why the jury needed to punish us because of how influential we are. Like, this is their argument, is that we were so influential that we swung the election for Trump. And so 1 week after Trump gets elected, 1 week is the first time an article from the mainstream media associates Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. The next day after that, one of the spokespeople for the Sandy Hook people come out saying Donald Trump needs to apologize for going on with Alex Jones. And that was, again, just the second time that this association with Alex Jones and Sandy Hook became apparent. Because everybody that actually paid attention to the Sandy Hook conspiracy knows that Alex Jones was not a central figure in that entire genre, subgenre of conspiracy theory. Like, there are entire documentaries that are like 2.5 hours long, and it's like a whole bunch of like 10 to 15 minute segments, all done by somebody that's not Alex Jones, by researchers, investigators, authors, like all these different people make all these documentaries. You never hear Alex Jones's name mentioned. It wasn't Alex Jones that was driving the Sandy Hook conspiracy. It was a lot of other people. We, of course, are in the conspiracy world, so Alex talked about it a few times. And so because he talked about literally the most popular conspiracy online, I mean, for a couple years, the Sandy Hook conspiracy knocked out 9/11 as the top discussed conspiracy everywhere. And this was, and again, you got to, like, now that I'm thinking about it and like remembering how all of this came about and remembering the fact that just before they launched the lawsuit against Alex Jones, YouTube specifically took down every video related to Sandy Hook. Not just videos we did related to Sandy Hook, all of them. Because it used to be that if you searched Sandy Hook on YouTube, it would be page upon page upon page of videos. Not from Alex Jones, from everybody else. Millions of views on these videos that go on for pages and pages and pages. So they delete all of that. They wipe all of that off of the internet. Then they turn around and say, this was Alex Jones that did this. He spread this conspiracy. He made this up. Literally deleting the evidence that disproves them and then filing a suit knowing that all of that evidence is gone. And then the default judgment. Again, we've been over this a million times, but just in case you haven't heard, a default judgment is supposed to be reserved for extreme circumstances in which one of the parties of the lawsuit does not respond, right? So if I'm suing somebody over something and that person just flees to Mexico and doesn't have a forwarding address and just does not respond, or if, you know, it can be confirmed that I served them saying you need to respond to this subpoena, and then they don't, and they just leave us on read and don't respond and don't send any evidence and don't show up at the court date, then the judge says, well, I got no choice. They're not even here to make the argument. I'm going to decide in the favor of the person that filed the lawsuit. With us, it was entirely different. And again, I've gone over this so many times, so we should just play the old video. But because I was researching it using AI, using Grok, going, has this ever happened before? Has there ever been a high-level default judgment? And it's like, well, the highest-level default judgment was against a corporation. It's happened like one time, and it was like kind of a minor thing at the end of it. Like, this is unprecedented. This doesn't happen. This did not happen before it happened in InfoWars. The default judgments, this extraordinary circumstance that doesn't happen very often, is mostly employed, I'm pretty sure, in things like parental disputes where, like, it's a deadbeat dad that just leaves the family and, you know, disappears. And so they'll side on the mom's side just because the dad's not there to respond. Like, that's where default judgment is supposed to be employed. They take that and they apply it to us in a way that is so egregious. It was literally confusing Grok and ChatGPT when I was asking about it. Because I would say, yeah, here it is. Where is it? June 5th, 2019. It was before that, I'm pretty sure. But, I mean, it just goes on and on. But let me read this, because I haven't gotten to this yet. But this is the actual law, okay? I'm going to hold it up because I can't read it. But this is from Douglas Mackey, who, of course, was thrown into prison for a meme because the tyrannical scumbags who hate free speech are the Democrats. Douglas Mackey says, bid rigging is a federal crime carrying penalties of up to 10 years in prison and a $100 million fine. The Trump DOJ must investigate the bankruptcy trustees, Sandy Hook families, and the Onion's Ben Collins to see if federal charges are warranted. Yeah, they probably should have. Yeah. Now, if they cared about, like, the ability of their supporters to speak freely and not be punished for crimes they didn't commit, yeah, he probably would have paid attention. But he doesn't seem to have cared about that ever, it turns out. All right. We'll get back to the default thing here in just a second. Wherever business contracts are awarded by means of soliciting competitive bids, like an auction, coordination among bidders undermines the bidding process and can be illegal. Bid rigging can take many forms. One frequent form is when competitors agree in advance which firm will win the bid. This is worse than that. This isn't conspiracy between the competitors. This is conspiracy between the person running the auction and one of the competitors to disadvantage the other competitor who actually had the higher bid. For instance, competitors may agree to take turns being the low bidder or sit out the bidding round or provide intentionally high bids to cover up a bid rigging scheme. Other bid rigging agreements include subcontracting part of the main contract to the losing bidders or forming a joint venture to submit a single bid. Individuals and companies that knowingly enter bid rigging agreements are routinely investigated by the FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies and can be criminally prosecuted. Potential penalties include lengthy terms of imprisonment up to 10 years and large fines up to $1 million for individuals, $100 million for companies, and twice the gain or loss from the defense. When appropriate, the FTC may also bring a civil enforcement action. Doesn't apply to us, though. Obviously, it does not apply to us. We're InfoWars. We're Alex Jones. So, you know, if you want to rig a bid against us, even though it's illegal, nothing was going to happen to you. And you might actually end up winning the auction somehow. That just happens. They just get away with this crap. This, again, like, in a way, it really is confirmation. I might actually feel uncomfortable if we weren't being attacked in the way that we are. It is just absolute proof that we're right, that we are pissing off all the right people, that the power structure that is so sickeningly evil and their evil being revealed at a greater and greater rate as time goes on. Literally, the Epstein class. That is, like, Paul Weiss and the Paul Weiss law firm got caught by Trump doing illegal things against him. Now, instead of just applying the law, and this is one of the things that pisses me off about Trump, I talked about this on the Sunday show, I think, or at least I meant to. Maybe I didn't get to it, but yeah, I did, because basically the, you know, Catholic charities have been instrumental in opening our border and bringing in migrants. And Donald Trump has never punished them for that. It's only when the Pope insults Trump that then he goes, oh, you know what? We're going to take away all the federal funding from the... It's like, well, you should have done that before if you cared about us. If your priorities were the American people and the success of the American nation, then you should have just taken away their funding already on that basis. But he doesn't do anything until the Pope insults him in particular. And then he's willing to use his power to stop the Catholic charities. It's like insulting. It's rather offensive. And so he didn't, you know, Trump didn't go to bat for us. The Trump DOJ ignored the rampant criminality. And it's like, how pathetic would it be to be one of these leftist liberal people to, like, really think that you're, like, on the side of the rebels And you're just idiots. Like, you're just useful idiots for the most evil people in the entire world. Just taking advantage of your gullibility endlessly to convince you to fight the very people that actually represent the thing you profess to believe. I got some examples about this, not to get away from the Onion topic. But guys, the video of Pete Buttigieg, clip 53 here, okay? This is like the type of person that reads the Onion, all right? We're about to hear from an Onion reader, in effect. I don't know if they actually, you know what, why would I, this is the CEO of the Onion about to ask a question to Pete Buttigieg. Okay, I figure, are these the rules now? We just get to lie. All right, so we're about to watch the CEO of The Onion, the initial founder of The Onion. She is responsible for The Onion completely, I'm pretty sure, because this is the type of stuff that their readers believe, and they're asking Sneaky Pete, who buys children. Let's watch what they think is going on in the world. Let's take a quick trip into the madness of the average leftist normie. Let's watch.
Thank you. Hi. Every day I wake up scared because yep. a person I love is trans.
All right, and let's I'm pause waiting it. For Hold the on. Day. Can we that pause it? This is the thing. Like, how many times have you heard this projection about us that it's like, oh, you're just like fear mongers and all this stuff? We tell people to be prepared. We tell people the threats that are out there and how to protect yourself from them. We always have a dual sort of attack method where we say you need to protect yourself from these poisons in the food and water. You need to protect yourself from the mind rot of the establishment class. And we need systematic change to, you know, change the governance style so that these things aren't allowed anymore. It's a two-pronged attack. But, you know, we don't tell you to be scared. We tell you of what's actually out there, the actual threats. We're right about our predictions almost all the time. That's not fear-mongering. That's awareness. And then you listen to a leftist, and they literally, unironically, say, I wake up scared every day. Every day I wake up terrified, scared, peeing in my pants because I've been convinced that the Trump administration is hunting down trans people. These people live in a world of delusion where they are terrified, they are victimizing themselves. Nobody's hunting trans people, lady. Nobody cares. We just don't want you in our locker rooms or competing with our daughters on the track field or exposing yourself to our children in kindergarten. Is this hard to figure out? Is this a complicated thing to understand? Apparently it is. So let's go back to the frightened lady who is lost in a world that doesn't exist. That's the leftist. That is brilliant. They are lost in a world that doesn't even exist. So again, it's shocking how literally everything they accuse us of, they are the premier examples. They are the premier exemplars of everything that they claim about us because it is all pure projection because they are fear mongers. They are hateful. They are constantly trying to manipulate people by wielding, you know, by taking advantage of their fears, of their uncertainties. They want to generate that in you so that they can then take advantage of that. This is what they do, folks. And this is the outcome. You'll hear Pete Buttigieg. Does he say, lady, you're crazy? You need to calm down. There's no, of course not. He's happy to feed into it. These people are absolutely delusional. Let's go back to I genuinely feel sorry for this poor delusional woman. Let's watch.
Thank you. Hi. Every day I wake up scared because a person I love is trans. And I'm waiting for the day that they start banging on doors and taking our trans and our gay friends and family to concentration camps. And they can't get our trans friends and family can't get a passport to safely flee this country. And I know that there's nothing you can do about that. But if you could, what would it be?
Well,
and they cheer. Thank you, lady. Thank you.
First of all, it's
brave delusion.
You have to even think about that kind of fear for somebody you care about. And it's horrible that so many Americans live in that kind of fear for themselves. and for those they love. And it shouldn't be that way, and it doesn't have to be that way. Because as divisive a wedge issue as that has been made to be, for political
Jesus Christ,
purposes.
All right, I can't listen to him anymore. Take him down. I thought he was going to say something, but good Lord. These people are the worst. So yeah, he doesn't say, lady, no one's going to take trans. What does that even mean? What? You think you're going to take trans and gay people to concentration camps? Really? Is that what you actually think? That's crazy. That's a crazy thing to believe. And you're crazy for believing it. But everybody cheers her. And then Pete Buttigieg says, yes, you know, it's sad that you have to feel that way. But essentially, you're right to feel that way. Yeah, that's crazy. These people are evil. These people are genuinely evil. Here's a woman breaking down in tears because she believes a lie. She believes total crap that doesn't exist and never will exist. And Pete Buttigieg, sneaky Pete here, is happy to fan that flame. He's happy to indulge in that anxiety. He's happy to weaponize that delusion. These people are sick, man. I mean, could you possibly imagine it going the other way around? Like, we're doing a town hall. Somebody stands up to ask Alex. They're like, I can't even think of a... But they're just like, I wake up scared every day that a black person is going to eat my child. And I just don't want... Like, we'd be like, what are you talking about? What? That's not going to... What are you talking... What are you talking about exactly? You're crazy. That's a crazy thing to think. You need to not be obsessed with that. That's very unhealthy. Like, we'd be concerned and tell that person, like, you need to chill. What we wouldn't do is go, you know, it's sad that we live in a world where that has to be a concern, you know? Maybe black people are trying to eat your baby. And, you know, maybe we need some real changes to prevent that from happening again, you know? You're crazy. You're sick, man. You're actually sick. So again, I don't know how much more clear it could possibly be, but like the left in this country are humorless scum that genuinely are scared of their own shadow, just desperately trying to shut up everybody that is correct so that they can maintain the delusions that are useful for the elite and useful for the super powerful. Please don't fall for it.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product... It's supposed to be available right now at thealexandstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.